Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam
Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Bhagavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandar Agopitamani Vishesha Shobha
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham
Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami
Angani Asa Sakale Driya Priti Manti Asyan Kayanti Jirangaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadhu Jala Vigrahasya Govindam
Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Govindam Adi Purusham
Hello Houston, Hare Krishna, Namaste, welcome to the Waves of Devotion. You're listening to the radio program Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. You can also hear it on the tunein.com and download the TuneIn app on your phones. And you can hear our radio programming from 12 to 1 every Sunday. This program is brought to you by ISKCON Houston, ISKCON Houston.org. So today we have in our studios some very interesting guests. I have my co-host Radha today, and also her little brother Vasavi. So Radha and Vasavi are here along with their father Ravi Chenna. So we'll have lots of fun and lots of discussion today with them. But before we go forward, let's hear from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Today's topic of discussion would be on the Art Car Parade. Yesterday was the art car parade in downtown, which was hosted by the city of Houston, and we had participated. ISKCON Houston had also participated in art car parade as the Jagannath Art Car, and so we'll be discussing a little bit about that and Jagannath Rath Yatra. So stay tuned. Before which we will go with the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Today we are reading from chapter 10, the opulence of the Absolute. Text 14. Sarvametat Kritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the gods nor demons, O Lord, know thy personality. Text 15. Svayam evatmanatmanam veta tvam purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate. Indeed, you know yourself by your own potencies. O Supreme Person, Origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Text 16. Vaktum arhasi asheshena divyahi atma vibhutaya yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan imam stvam vyapyatishthasi.
Please tell me in detail of your divine powers by which you pervade all these worlds and abide in them.
Text 17. Katham vidyam aham yogins tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya.
How should I meditate on you? In what various forms are you to be contemplated, O blessed Lord?
Text 18. Vistarenatmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuya kathaya triptirhi shrinvato nasti me mritam.
Tell me again in detail, O Janardana, of your mighty potencies and glories, for I never tire of hearing your ambrosial words.
Text 18. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Hanta Te Kathishyishyami Divyahi Atma Vibhutaya Pradhanayata Kuru Shrestha Nastyanto Vistarasyame.
The Blessed Lord said, yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent. O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless.
Text 20. Ahamatma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhuta Shaya Sthita Aham Adish Cha Madhyam Cha Bhutanam Aham Avyayam.
I am the Self, O Gudakesha, seated in the hearts of all creatures. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings.
Text 21. Adityanam aham Vishnur Jyotisam Raviram Shuman Marichir Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi.
Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. I am Marichi of the Marutas. And among the stars, I am the moon.
Vedanam samo vedosmi devanam asmi vasavah indriyanam manaschasmi bhutanam asmi chetana.
Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, knowledge.
Rudranam Shankarashchasmi Vitesho Yaksharakshasam Vasunam Pavakashchasmi Meru Shikharinam Aham.
Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire, Agni. And of mountains, I am Meru.
Purodhasam cha mukhyam mam Vidhi partha brihaspatim Senaninam aham skanda Sarasam asmi sagara.
Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati, the lord of devotion. Of generals, I am Skanda, the lord of war, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean.
Text 25. Maharishinam Bhrigur Aham Giram Asmi Ekam Aksharam Yajnanam Japayagyosmi Sthavaranam Himalayah.
Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Punyam यपतेत प्रयत शुचिः सर्व पाप विशुद्धात्मा विष्णुलोकं सगच्छति जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे
संगीत कराहो कदाचित कालिंदी तट विपिन संगीत कराहो मुदा भीर नारी वदा कमल स्वद मधुपा मुदा भीर नारी वदा कमलस्वद मधुप रमा शंभु ब्रह्मामर पति गणेशार्चित पदो रमा शंभु ब्रह्मामर पति गणेशार्चित पदो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे भुजे सव्ये वेणुं शिर शिशिखि पिच्छं कटितटे भुजे सव्ये वेणुं शिर शिशिखि पिच्छं कटितटे दुकुलं नेत्रान्ते सह चरीकटाक्षं विधते दुकुलं नेत्रान्ते सह चरीकटाक्षं विधते सदा श्रीमद्वृन्दावन वसति लीला परिचयो सदा श्रीमद्वृन्दावन वसति लीला परिचयो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे महाम्बोधिस्थिरे कन करो चिर नील शिखरे महाम्बोधिस्थिरे कन करो चिर नील शिखरे वसन् प्रासादान्त सह बलभद्रेन बलिना वसन् प्रासादान्त सह बलभद्रेन बलिना सुभद्रा मध्यस्थ सक लसुर सेवावसरदो सुभद्रा मध्यस्थ सक लसुर सेवा वसरतो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे कृपा पारवार सजल जलद श्रेणी रुचिरो कृपा पारवार सजल जलद श्रेणी रुचिरो रमा वाणी राम स्फुरा अमल पंखे रुह मुख रमा वाणी राम स्फुरा अमल पंखे रुह मुख सुरेन्द्र आराध्य श्रुति गणशिखा गीत चरितो सुरेन्द्र आराध्य श्रुति गणशिखा गीत चरितो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे रथारूढ़ो गच्छन् पथि मिलित भूदेव पटलय रथारूढ़ो गच्छन् पति मिलित भूदेव पटलय स्तुति प्रादुर्भावं प्रति पदम उपाकर्ण्य सदय स्तुति प्रादुर्भावं प्रति पदम उपाकर्ण्य सदय दया सिंधुर्बंधु सकल जगताम सिंधु सुतया दया सिंधुर्बंधु सकल जगताम सिंधु सुतया जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु परम ब्रह्म पीड़कुव लय दलोत्फुल्ल नयनो परम ब्रह्म पीड़कुव लय दलोत्फुल्ल नयनो निवासी नीलाद्रोनि चरणोनंत शिरसि निवासी नीलाद्रोनि चरणोनंत शिरसि रसानंदी राधा सर सव पुरा लिंगन सुखो रसानंदी राधा सर सव पुरा लिंगन सुखो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतु मे भव तुमे नवाया चेराजम नच कनक माणिक्य विभवम नवैया च राज्यम नच कनक माणिक्य विभवम
Namaste, Hare Krishna. You're listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.fm. Welcome back. As you can see, this was what we are hearing in the background, and what you had been hearing so far is actually Jagannath Ashtakam, which is 8 verses glorifying Lord Jagannath. And you must be wondering why we are playing Jagannath songs. Jagannath actually means the Lord of the Universe. And I have my co-host here, Radha, and her little brother Vasavi, and also Ravi Chenna. So, hey Radha, there was an art car parade in Houston yesterday, right? Have you heard about it?
It was very wonderful. Got an opportunity to serve the breakfast for the participants over there. I was busy in the afternoon, so I thought Shubha Mataji asked me if I could help in the morning serving breakfast to the participants. So we drove in the truck with a lot of prasadam, apples, oranges, bananas, and some banana bread, and then. We, you know, as participants started coming in their different decorated cars, we were distributing, we were calling, and then, you know, some of them were really excited and they were very appreciative of what we were doing, and in turn we felt very appreciative of them because they would volunteer to come and take the prasad. Because we find that, you know, honoring the prasad is one of the greatest fortune that one can have, and also realize that some people, you know, they were not hungry, they did not pick up, and while some people were very eager to get, and then, you know, they were very appreciative of that. So, you know, I felt really very fortunate that I was able to touch them, or, you know, I was able to participate in this event that way.
Wow, amazing.
Cars decorated with different colors and themes, and it just seems like a lot of fun. And I know the kids especially love it. But I don't think anyone really knows the reason behind this art car parade. Do you guys know the history of it? I mean, how it started and why?
Oh yeah, I know about that. I think it started about 25 years back with the 1967 Ford wagon. Now it attracts more than 250 vehicles, not just from Houston, but from other states too. It has become a yearly festival with food, fun, shopping, and attractions. I read this in a Back to Godhead magazine in a really long time ago, but I remember. And I think there was a booth there.
Yeah, and actually I hear that the food is actually what a lot of people come for. And by the way, did a car from the Hare Krishna temple attend the parade? Because I know that every time I go, there's always a car from the temple.
Yes, we had open cart from Hare Krishna temple, well decorated, and many devotees actually sat on this open cart chanting the names of the Lord, and then it was very beautiful procession. A lot of people were very eager to listen to the mantra, the chanting. It was a very festive environment. I wish everyone were there and they would enjoy.
So was it Jagannath's art car? Was it with any deities there, or Just Devotees.
Just Devotees and the name.
Oh.
The name of the Lord.
Very nice.
Wow, that's a really nice and fun way to preach the holy name of Krishna. And I also remember that there was another festival like this. I know it happens in Dallas a lot. I can't really remember the name, but this time the temple decorates a massive and more bigger cart this time, and there are like deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra on the cart.
Yes, it's the Rath Yatra festival of our Hare Krishna temple.
Oh, that's nice. Can you explain a little bit about this festival for our audience?
Yeah, the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is one of the largest festivals that is celebrated in India. Every year, you know, millions of people actually gather. It's sometimes miraculous to see how so many people gather in a small town of Jagannath Puri. In midsummer, around June, July, Lord Jagannath with his elder brother Balabhadra and sister Subhadra, they go on vacation, traveling on grand chariots, actually. Believe it or not, the Lord also goes on vacation from his own temple.
That is actually very nice. How do the devotees prepare for the carts and everything? Like, do they have like a set time limit for it?
In local places, you know, it takes about sometimes days to decorate the cart. I know that when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, and he ordered some of his disciples to celebrate the Rath Yatra festival, and one of the very early disciples, His Grace Jayananda Prabhu, he built the Rath Yatra cart from scratch, and it took about 2-3 months, and he had no help, and whoever would pass by, he would just ask them for volunteer help, and some of the hippies would come and join him, and that's how the whole cart was actually built. So it could take from anywhere from 2-3 months to, wow, if you have a cart which is already assembled, then decorating that may take a week or a couple of days, something like that.
Wow, devotees must spend so much time and effort doing this for the Lord. And you know, on the streets, this is such a huge culture shock for people who don't really have an idea about what this Rath Yatra is.
Right.
So, I mean, in your past experiences, have you met anyone or met people that have had questions and, you know, were interested in what you guys were doing?
Yeah, whenever we have Rath Yatra on the streets, downtown Houston, downtown New York. New York actually has, on the Fifth Avenue, the whole Fifth Avenue is blocked for the Rath Yatra to come, and it's a grand thing to see. And many people ask, who is this person with a smiling face? Because if you see Lord Jagannath, he is a deity, he's black in color, and his eyes are wide open, and he's always smiling. And so people relate to him as the smiling god. And there's a lot of prasadam there, there's a lot of kirtan, and it's a very happy occasion, from children to adults to elderly people. Everyone enjoys the Rath Yatra and is very happy to see the Lord.
That's nice. So can you tell a little bit more about the existence and like how Jagannath Baladev Subhadra came to be in deity forms?
Oh, that's a wonderful pastime. Actually, Jagannath is none other than Krishna, and Baladev is none other than his elder brother Balaram, and Subhadra is their sister. So one time, after Krishna left Vrindavan, everyone in the palace of Mathura and Dwarka, all the queens of Krishna actually wanted to know about Krishna's childhood pastimes, because they never had the fortune to see his childhood pastimes. And so they said, let's have a reunion. So in Kurukshetra, which is in between Vrindavan and Dwarka, they all said, all right, and somewhere in the middle, in Kurukshetra, we'll all meet together and have a grand reunion of all of Krishna's childhood relatives and all of Krishna's current relatives in Dwarka. And so all of them had a reunion. There were several tents that had been put up. And when Krishna's queens, by the way, can you guess how many queens Krishna had?
Ooh, I don't know. Can you tell me?
Any wild guess?
108.
Well, 108 primary queens. Actually, there were 8 primary queens, of which 108 were more primary. But he had 16,108 wives.
My God, that is so many queens.
Yeah. And he was personally expanded into 16,108 Krishnas. And he would personally be with each queen. None of the queen felt neglected. That is the power of Krishna. How many of us can do that? No one can even try to do that.
Yeah, well, then again, we only have one spouse. But
yeah, so all of these queens, they were very excited to meet Rohini and Yashoda, who had raised Krishna from childhood. And they wanted to know about Krishna's pastimes. So Rohini, the mother of Balaram, she said, all right, I'll tell you about Krishna's pastimes. But make sure that Krishna and Balaram, they don't pass by this tent. Because if they hear their childhood pastimes, they'll just go into a mood of separation. And they won't be able to, it'll be very difficult to bring them back. And so Subhadra said, all right, I'll volunteer. I'll go outside the tent. And if Krishna and Balaram are coming, I'll give a cue so that you can stop speaking their pastimes. So Subhadra, she went outside the tent, but she was also trying to hear Krishna's pastimes that were told by Rohini, mother of Balaram.
Oh, okay.
And so this all happened in Rohini's tent. Yashoda was there. Yashoda and Rohini were telling the pastimes, and Krishna's queens were just completely enamored hearing Krishna's childhood pastimes and such love, loving reciprocation that he had with his devotees and Srimati Radharani and all the gopis and all the cowherd friends of Krishna. And hearing these wonderful pastimes, Subhadra, who was trying to hear from outside the tent, got very much engrossed in hearing these pastimes.
Nice.
And she got so much engrossed that when Krishna and Balaram passed through, she was not able to relay that to the queens inside. And so Krishna and Balaram were saying, what is Subhadra doing outside the tent? And they said, let's see. And they also started hearing, and they started hearing their own pastimes, of loving pastimes with Yashoda and Rohini and Radha and so many different cowherd boys and girlfriends. And hearing their childhood pastimes and remembering them, they went into a state of ecstasy.
And wow.
You remember, you know how sometimes when you just said wow,
yeah,
your eyes widened.
Yeah,
wow,
definitely.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's what happened with Krishna and Balaram. They were also hearing their own pastimes. They were wondering about the love of the damsels of Vrindavan, and their eyes just went wide open.
That's cool.
That's cool, isn't it? And then there was a big smile that came on their face, listening to the loving reciprocation of his devotees. And in their ecstasy, their hands and legs merged inside their body. All these different transformations started happening in their body.
Wow.
And the same thing happened with Subhadra too, because she was so engrossed in hearing the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. And in their ecstasy, they manifested this form, which had big eyes and a big smile, and their hands and legs were receded inside their body. And that snapshot is actually the manifestation of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra as Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra.
Wow, that is so cool.
So after they, you know, became into their deities, how did people come to know about them and, you know, worship them?
Well, then several years later, there was a... this actually happened in which yuga? No, this happened in Treta Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga. Krishna was here in Dwapar Yuga. And then in Kali Yuga, several years had passed, several decades had passed, several centuries had passed, and there was one king, Indradyumna. Indradyumna king, he had in his dream a darshan of a very beautiful deity called Nila Madhava. And Nila Madhava is a very beautiful form of Krishna, which is blue Madhava. And he had a glimpse of Nila Madhava in his dream, and he just woke up. And he had never experienced such beauty. And so he was saying, there is this deity somewhere, I have to find it. But no one knew where this deity was. So he sent several of his messengers outside and several of his ministers. He said, you know, forget about maintaining the kingdom. I want to know where this deity is. And so everyone was searching for this deity. And one of his ministers, there's a long story, I'm just trying to cut it short. One of his ministers actually went and he stayed at in a tribal place, and he found something suspicious there because he felt that the leader of the tribe was trying to hide something. Every morning he would go somewhere and he would go somewhere and come back, and when he would go, he was a tribal person, he would smell of so many different fish and so many different things, but when he would come back, he would be so fragrant. And whenever this Vidyadhara, this minister, would ask the leader of the tribe about this, he would just shoo it away and not talk about this thing. So he felt there is something suspicious. One day I should follow him. So one day he followed him, and he took some crumbs of mustard. He dropped them.
Mustard?
Yeah, just as a trailing track, just so that he can, you know, trace his way back. Just
mustard
like
seeds?
Yeah, just like who? Do you remember any fairy tale like that, where they dropped some things to remember the track?
The story with the witch and the...
Hansel and Gretel.
Exactly. And just like that, he dropped these mustard seeds. But he went there because it took a long time. And he saw that this leader of the tribe, he offers food to Nila Madhava. And there was a beautiful deity of Nila Madhava. And there was a pond there, and a crow actually accidentally fell into that pond. And he fell into the pond, but the crow transformed into a four-handed Vishnu form. And he rose up to the spiritual world. That was the potency of the pond next to Nila Madhava, because of Nila Madhava's deity. And he actually saw Brahma and so many different demigods, devatas, coming and worshipping Nila Madhava. And then he understood, this is Nila Madhava. He immediately went back, and he went back to his king, and he said, we have found Nila Madhava. And so when they arrived there, Nila Madhava actually disappeared. As soon as Indradyumna Maharaj arrived, he disappeared, and he said, I have disappeared only to come back again in my special form.
Okay.
So you go, I will come back as you go to this ocean. You know, we actually went to this Nila Madhava Dham, where Nila Madhava deity is still there. And he said, he manifested again. He said, at the end of the ocean, you'll see three logs. From these three logs, you carve my features and I will manifest. And so they went there, they saw three logs, and they were just not able to lift. And then there's a whole pastime. Somehow they brought the three logs, and Vishwakarma, who is the architect of the demigods, architect of the devatas, he came and he started carving. But he said, I'll carve these deities, but I have a condition that I'll go into a room carved these deities, but no one should enter that room. As soon as someone enters the room, I will stop all my work and I will just disappear.
That's weird.
Yeah, and the king said, this is a weird condition. That's what the king said too. I guess you're channeling the King Indradumna right now. But he said in a different language, that's weird. And he said that, so he started doing his work, he started carving, and the door was closed, and this the king would come every day. He was very eager to get the darshan of the Lord. And he would come and hear, he would hear the noise of the chisel and the hammer and all of that, and you say, okay, the work is going on, that's nice. Yeah. And then after a few days, he didn't hear any noise coming from inside. And he knocked and he said, "Are you? Is someone there? Are you there, Vishwakarma?" No response. And then he again, he said, the next day he again came. There was no noise. Everything stopped. And like that, he came for a week and his heart started pounding. He said, "What's happening? I can't even go inside because otherwise the work will be stopped. But I don't even know if something is going on." And he couldn't hold himself any longer. And then what happened?
He entered the room.
Yes, he flung open the door and he entered the room. And Vishwakarma, he raised his hands and he just went up.
There
were these unfinished deities of Krishna, Balaram, Krishna and Subhadra. Balaram, Subhadra and Krishna. And because they were unfinished, because they didn't have their legs and hands carved out, and their eyes were really big, and you know they had a
big smile,
but they didn't have all the features, and so Indradumna King, he saw them, he felt a special ecstasy seeing them, but he felt, oh, because of me the deities could not be carved fully. And then Narad Muni came and he explained this pastime of how Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra had manifested these three forms. And they are the same forms as these seemingly unfinished deities. And that's how Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra actually came. They seem to be unfinished deities.
Because they have no legs.
Right. And their arms are shorter. But actually, that's how the Lord wanted to manifest. That's the snapshot of their ecstasy when they were hearing their own pastimes with the devotees. That's why Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are much, much more merciful than Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra themselves, because they are Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, but in their ecstatic moods. When someone is very happy, you go and ask them something, they'll just immediately give you.
Yeah.
So Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are in that mood. That's why every year they come out and they, without any discrimination, they give their mercy out to everyone in this universe. Shri Jagannath Bhagwan Ki
Jai! That's really, really nice.
You know, another interesting fact, have you heard of the word juggernaut?
Yes.
What does it mean?
That's the guy from the X-Men movie.
Okay, that's true. But Juggernaut, his name, that X-Men guy, his name is Juggernaut because there is a meaning to that word Juggernaut. Juggernaut means, in English language, in English dictionary, it means something which comes and it cannot be stopped.
Unstoppable.
Huh. That's Juggernaut. That's the meaning of the word Juggernaut.
Sounds right? A lot like Juggernaut too.
And this juggernaut actually has come from the word Jagannath. Because in the British times, when British Raj was there in India, the Jagannath festival would still take place. And these Britishers would be just astonished. Oh my God, there are millions of people here and there are these huge carts which are coming and no one can stop them. Because people pull them and they just roll.
Yeah.
And so they just came up with this expression of juggernaut, because they, instead of juggernauts, they would call juggernaut.
Oh.
So that became juggernaut. And it became a word in English dictionary, which means that something which comes and is unstoppable. So that juggernaut is actually comes from juggernaut.
That's really nice. And you know, I mean, a lot of kids in the temple, you know, they hear the story and they feel bad because, you know, Subhadra, she doesn't have any legs or arms. So, I mean, now I can actually tell them that, you know, it's okay because the Lord actually wanted himself and Baladev and Subhadra to be manifested like that, to be worshipped.
Right.
So.
And that's the form that they came in when they were in ecstasy. It just naturally happened.
Yeah.
So it's their very natural form. And you can tell that to your friends.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right. So while we are enjoying the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, let's hear one more song by Swarup Damodar Das on the beauty of Krishna, on the beauty of Nila Madhava. And this song is called Madhurashtakam, of how Krishna is so sweet.
Adharam Madhuram Vadanam Madhuram Nayanam Madhuram Hasitam Madhuram.
Madhuram,
madhuram
Sunday feast. It starts at 5:30 p.m. You know, we have kirtan, we have a discourse on the Bhagavad Gita or the Bhagavatam. We also have prasadam too, really, really good prasadam. And
if you have children, you can bring them to Sunday school, which is upstairs at the temple. And it they talk about Krishna, and it's really, really fun. I go there, and trust me, you'll have your children will have a lot of fun.
All right, that's it, folks, from the Waves of Devotion. Please join us every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. at 106.1 FM. This program is brought to you by ISKCON Houston, ISKCON Houston.org. Thank you very much. We take your permission and bid adieu for you for this week. It's me, Advaita, along with my co-hosts,
Radha
and Vasavi.
All right. Hare Krishna.
Madhuram, gamanam madhuram, madhuram.